Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, we got this first one. The real cost of smoking by state. Out-of-pocket costs, financial opportunity costs, healthcare costs per smoker, income loss per smoker, other costs per smoker. We do know since 64. That smoking-related illnesses have claimed 20 million lives in this country. That is horrendous. 2.5 million, by the way, non-smokers, just because they're nearby. They are suggesting total cost per smoker in Minnesota that the real cost, $4.7 million. Get out of here. I mean, is this from Meet Minneapolis? Is this, who came up with this fiction?
I think it's the people who announce attendance at all sporting events.
Oh, my God. Smoking cigarettes never did anything for me, ever. There were years and years and years where I smoked pot on a regular basis. Enjoyed it. And the rare times I do now, I still enjoy it. But it's rare. It just, I don't know. I'm not doing it because I'm older. I'm not avoiding because of whatever. I don't know why I don't smoke now. I probably should. But smoking cigarettes, nothing for me. Zero. Yeah, it's terrible for you. I don't like being around it. It can end your lives. It can end the lives of people close to you. But it didn't even give us enough information to justify this $4.7 million, did it? Like, I read this story a couple times. I'm like, how are you suggesting this? Wallet Hub, looked at the true per-person cost of smoking in each of 50 states in D.C., potential monetary loss, lifetime annual cost of cigarette pack per day, health care expenditures, income loss, and other costs. Well, I mean, I guess, did they go with the average age of a smoker who started smoking right away? I mean, it's we need more information. 4.7 million?
I'd like to know how many smokers make $4.7 million in their lifetime, let alone it costs them that much. You're left with like $8 left over.
None of this message is, hey, you should go out and smoke cigarettes. You've never done it?
No.
I never finished a cigarette in my life. I might have tried three or four times.
It's a very Bill Clinton statement of you. Yeah. I smoked, I never finished.
Yeah, I've also smoked pot a lot.
And you inhaled.
And I loved inhaling. And I think I thoroughly enjoy it. I don't put anybody at risk. I enjoy it. But now, I think I smoked pot twice last year. and had plenty of chances. It'll be legal in 2065 here,
We're working on the pot czar.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, let alone regulations, let alone who should apply. We'll get right to that. But 4.7 million, we're just trying to scare. And for some people, sure. The average person in Minnesota, mm-hmm. what it's cost you smoking is 4.7 million? You're doing well.
Seems like we could get a number that both scares and seems realistic.
Yeah. Now we have this coming out, by the way, just as the Biden administration is ending. The FDA is going to make a big change, capping the nicotine content in cigarettes. They released this. It's been debated forever. They spent years studying the issue, and they said today, again, the FDA about to be replaced. We're just announcing this now on Wednesday when the new guy's coming in Monday. Is the Hunter Biden pardon tied to this? Or
you got to get it in.
Said Wednesday that cutting nicotine would help nearly 13 million current smokers quit cigarettes within a year. Great. Fabulous. Roughly 48 million more young people would never take up the habit. So the nicotine in cigarettes would cap levels that could no longer create and sustain this addiction among people who could smoke. The agency posted this 335-page proposal online Wednesday. You read every word, right?
Twice.
Very impressed.
Took notes.
Very impressed.
Taught a class on it.
So they're saying smoking causes close to 500,000 deaths every single year. So guess what? Now we've got litigation. Potentially, we don't know what, if he is the Health and Human Services guy, and he shouldn't be. 1,000% shouldn't be Bobby Kennedy. Conspiracy theorist. Very intelligent man, but a conspiracy theorist. We have no idea where he would stand. He's for a lot of health issues that I think make sense. Others he just pulls out of his backside. And then when he's talking to a sympathetic crowd, he cites him. Then when he cites others who ask him questions, he starts tap dancing. The evidence is everywhere. Trump's not a smoker. Trump's not a drinker. Bobby Kennedy has talked about dealing with addictions. For me, I mean, would you lose any sleep if they cut back on the nicotine in cigarettes?
No.
I would neither.
No, I don't see why I would.
Would you like to see smoking banned completely in this country?
Again, I wouldn't lose any sleep.
I wouldn't lose any sleep.
It would be hard for those with, I guess I would feel sorry for the people that have addictions that have tried to quit and have tried and have tried and have tried and just can't.
We're making it harder and harder and harder for people to smoke by cost and where.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Well, it costs you $12 million over your lifetime.
Yeah, barely so. I'm still reasonably libertarian on this where I don't want it to affect my life, but if this is what you want to do, you do you. But we all kind of draw our lines where, like, we're going to have John Marty on tomorrow about sports gambling in Minnesota and his pushback. You're a huge sports fan, but you're not for sports gambling. You have concerns about it.
Yeah.
There are people legitimate concerns about marijuana and alcohol, and some say it should be banned, and others say, I don't want any part of it, but I'm not trying to stop you from enjoying it. Just don't have it affect me. The nicotine, I don't know. If it allows people to quit easier, sounds great. Does it take away from their enjoyment? Does it affect the taste? Does it affect their buzz, the reason why they're doing this? I would love if I never ran into it again, but I'm not creating laws that just suit me. You gotta have laws that affect others, and including where people make judgments I don't agree with. But as long as it doesn't put me in jeopardy, you do you.
Not in this America, you don't.
Yeah, that's
you don't have to worry about anybody else with your laws.
That's probably true. What do you want to say on these smoking topics? We'll include to Russia. What's your guess? How many cigarettes has Jason smoked in the entirety of his life? Not many, right?
I'm trying to think if he's even wrapped his lips around one cigarette. I'm thinking no. I think he's like me.
Never.
Scared of it.
I'm going to say he has, but it did just nothing for him. That's my guess. The costs and taking nicotine out. You want to squeeze in a text or two? That would be fabulous. 651-461-9226.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The correct number is zero because we asked the question.
That's right.
You've never smoked and you have no desire.
I really don't. It's sort of my feeling on marijuana as well that, like, I have plenty of vices. Like, I'm good. I'm not against it. I just don't need to introduce anything new, and there's nothing I really want to give up. So,
wait, let's promote smoking dope and take away cigarettes, liberal dumbass. Well, we could try listening. I actually said I don't want to take away cigarettes. I said I hardly smoke at all anymore, and I've been ripping the Democrats in St. Paul on a regular basis, so the dumbass is this Dexter.
You're the dumbass.
Yeah, I showed him. This is the same dumbass who said, let's keep boys away from girls' bathrooms before we take away smokes. Yeah, we can't talk about anything else. And by the way,
so obsessed with bathrooms.
Yeah.
What do people think happens in the bathroom? Like, how did this be? I don't know. Like, the sports issue, valid. The bathroom obsession, super weird.
And look up how frequent attacks are in bathrooms.
Anybody can come in the bathroom with me. I don't care. Who cares?
Well, I don't want
anybody. What do you want to be in there for?
I don't want anyone attacked, but there's no pattern of it.
No.
There's none.
Stupid.
It
just sounds good.
We have two genders. We don't have four genders.
All right. Cool.
Apparently you're a dumbass, too.
Yeah, I sure am.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Get people off cigarettes and hook them on marijuana.
It is fascinating. It is fascinating. Like,
people should listen.
That shift, right? And you could go into science if you want.
Yep.
But...
yeah, RFK would be a bad choice. Just look at how much good the current leader of health is doing.
What's the FDA been doing the last 4 years, by the way?
That's my point.
Like, all of a sudden this week, like, hey, I got a bunch of ideas. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Donald Trump should have amazing deference on his picks, but not a guy who lies about vaccines. And that's what RFK Jr. does on certain vaccines. Not all. But certain vaccines, including autism, he lies every single time he talks about it. What do you got today? I saw your tweet. People getting mad at 5:30, is that it?
Yeah, enough. It's our enough segment. So if you use the app, we love it if people send a voice message on the Odyssey app.
I like.
So it's good. Anything you're irritated with. Maybe your favorite sports team. Maybe your favorite afternoon host.
Or dumbasses. All that available?
Let's rank them. Top five at the station.
651-461-9226.